Cora. In the waters of the Blue Life Ocean, there was a group of fast turtles who loved swimming and play together. One day, Lala, a cute young turtle, and their friends saw a strange blue object while they were playing hide-and-seek among the corals. They thought it was a new neighbor, and they were excited to introduce themselves. As they approached it, they immediately noticed that it wasn't a new neighbor.
"It's a toy. They are building a playground," said Lala. "It has two handles and it looks dangerous. I don't like it. Don't go close to it,"
added Lala in a brittle voice.
A week later, a new toy appeared next to the other one, but it was different. This time, it was white and round in shape. Since then, every week, they found new toys, and they realized that they came from a strange boat.
"It's Santa's sleigh, I'm sure,"
exclaimed little Toby, Lala's young cousin. Everything was fine until the water started to turn yellow and Lala and her friends got really sick. The playground was becoming bigger and bigger, and it was difficult to swim without getting stuck in those toys.
The days went by, and they realized that those strange objects were the trash humans used to throw into the water. Living in the ocean was getting harder and harder, so the turtles decided to ask Queen Emerald de Marina II for help. They asked her how to free the ocean from the trash and how to help the fishes who were dying every day from it.
"There is a special coral that could make all the trash disappear. This coral got lost years ago,"
the queen told Lala and her friends. So they decided to go and search for it to help the Blue Life Ocean. After a long and difficult journey, they finally found the coral. While they were heading back, Sue, one of Lala's friends, who was holding the coral, was caught in a fishing net and dragged into a fisherman's boat. Lala and her friends desperately wanted to find a way to save Sue and to get the magic coral back.
While they were looking for a solution, they met an old friend, Pussy, a gigant octopus, who used to play with them, and they asked him for help. They chased the boat where Sue was trapped, and when they got there, Pussy wrapped the fisherman's small boat with its long and big tentacle. Pussy shook the boat so fast that Sue fell out of the bucket in which she was trapped. Lala, swiftly, was able to fetch the coral that had fallen out of the bucket. They were all so happy to have Sue and the coral back that they couldn't stop hugging and kissing.
"Let's go to the Queen Marina's palace, guys. She is waiting for us,"
suggested Lala.
The queen was happy to see them, and she thanked them for finding the magic coral. Lala gave her the coral and she wrapped it. The coral let out a purple powder that had the power to protect the water from the trash and pollution. The water magically turned blue again. The fishes were finally free, and Lala and her friends were able to swim and play freely in the Blue Life Ocean forevermore.